I'm Ian Dowling and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Thank you for stopping by. In this podcast, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, stories, anything that I think could possibly inspire someone else to do the things they love doing or to find something they love doing. And also, I just want to remind us all, including myself, that life is not as serious as we often think it is. So thank you for stopping by and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey folks, Ian Dowling here. I hope you're having an awesome day wherever you are. I want to talk today about meditation, but not just about meditation, about starting meditation, and not just about starting meditation, but about starting anything new, and how it can often be overwhelming when we try and start things new, but we try and take big action and try and start big, and we often give up. And I'm going to use meditation as an example because, you know, meditation is one of these things that appears to be easy. You know, you're sitting there, you're not doing anything physical, but it's such a difficult discipline to keep up. And, you know, it's one of those times that we're in now in the world where, you know, it's becoming very mainstream to meditate. And often if you're getting new, if you're starting meditation new, you might see someone famous on TV or on social media, or not even someone famous, but like an influencer talking about how maybe they meditate for half an hour every day or something like that. And so then, you know, we try and do a half an hour meditation, and after 3 minutes, we're already starting to go crazy and we give up. And what I want to suggest today is that we don't need to try and meditate for a half an hour. The same way as if you're starting running or going to the gym, you know, yeah, you get inspired by these people on social media or on TV. But if you watch an athlete or someone who's been training for a long time on TV talk about their training regime, you're not going to try and do the same as what they do when you're starting out, are you? So let's not try and do the same thing as what these people are saying they do on TV and social media. And you know, let's not forget also that a lot of people that say they're meditating a half an hour a day, a lot of them are not. You know, a lot of them might be aiming to do that themselves, but maybe not succeeding. Like, I know myself, like, I've been meditating for quite a number of years now, probably since, I don't know, maybe like 2012 or 2013, something like that. But it goes up and down in waves. Like, it, you know, I'm not consistent by any means, but what I do find works for me is to meditate for 10 minutes a day. I find I can consistently do that, and I might not do it on Sundays. I might do it 5 days a week, some weeks. Sometimes I might not do it for a few days, and I'm not super consistent like that, but I do find that when I try and do 10 minutes a day, I'm consistent. When I've tried to do like a half an hour in the morning or different things like that, I'm not consistent. I give up on it. I do other things like running and stuff as well. So what I want to suggest today is if you're starting off in meditation, do 2 minutes. Say, I'm going to do 2 minutes a day, and not every day. Say, I'm going to do 2 minutes a day, Monday to Friday, or whatever the days are that, you know, you go to work and those types of things, and have a day off the same way as you have a day off from training or whatever, because it is a discipline that is learned, and, you know, it is difficult to do. Just because you're sitting there not doing anything doesn't mean it's not a difficult discipline and a different routine to get into. So I want to suggest that if you're trying to get into meditation, you're trying to start off with 2 minutes a day, say 5 days a week, and don't get overwhelmed by all the different information out there that you've got to do these breathing techniques, and you got to do this, and you got to do Wim Hof breathing, or you got to do all these different types of meditation. Meditation is really just a practice of trying to empty the mind as much as possible. So the easiest way to do that is to focus on something. You know, there's apps out there. If you don't want to get too caught up in all that stuff, it's easy just to focus on your breathing. Just focus breathing in, breathing out for 2 minutes. And you're not going to be able to empty your mind at the start. Like, you might meditate 5 days a week for 2 or 3 months, and you might feel like all you're doing is thinking about what you got to do at work or all these different things. It doesn't matter. Just keep doing it, because often the times when, you know, stillness of the mind arises, it's often spontaneous. It's not when you try and make it still. But if you create this time each day, you know, it will happen, and you'll have these, you know, little micro moments of stillness And little moments of inspiration. And it's more about just getting into that habit of, and especially it's more important now than ever because of technology and all these things, just to have 2 minutes away from all that stuff. And even if your mind is still going crazy, that's normal. It's going to happen. It happens to everybody. You know, even if you see some Indian guru sitting on a mountaintop, you know, you can be sure that there's times when he meditates and his mind is filled with all sorts of things. So it's a human thing. We're all humans, and you have no choice but to be a human until we're dead. And part of being a human is having this crazy monkey mind. You know, people often say, oh, I can't meditate, my mind's too active, and they might say, oh, I'm type A personality, or all these bullshit terms. We're all fucking humans. Everyone's got a monkey mind. You know, nobody's just born with a still mind. Like, even when you like hear stories of the Buddha and different things, like, he had a monkey mind. Like, it's just part of being human. So I really recommend getting to a habit. If you haven't meditated much before, just say you're going to do 2 minutes a day, maybe in the morning, maybe in the evening, whatever suits you. It's probably easiest first thing in the morning when your mind's a bit emptier. For me, I find it's easiest after I've finished running or training. I find like my mind is a little bit quieter at that time. Maybe it's the same for you, but I really want to focus on that point of starting small, because when we start small, then we feel good that we've achieved what we set out to achieve. So then the next day we already feel successful, so we continue to do it and we feel successful. After a week we feel like we've, you know, achieved this new habit. Whereas if you try and do a half an hour, you might do it one day, then you might not do it for a couple of days, and you kind of start off feeling like a failure. You're more likely not to end up continuing doing. Same thing if you want to start running. You know, you don't want to start off by trying to go running an hour every day. You know, 5 minutes, you'll feel like you've achieved something, you'll feel successful. Success breeds success. You know, when you feel good about achieving something, you want to keep doing it. So just want to focus on that. Start small, but think big. You know, dream big, start small, act now. That's not my quote. I've heard it somewhere else before, but it works, so why not use it? So thank you all for listening. Really, really appreciate it. You know, get into that habit. 2 minutes meditation a day. It doesn't matter what you do in those 2 minutes. You know, focus on your breathing. Maybe think of a mantra. Sometimes something that I like to do on the breath in, I like to say gratitude, compassion. And on the way out, I like to say love. So it's like you're breathing in gratitude and compassion, and then you're sharing love as you breathe out. Sometimes it's just nice to focus on a little mantra. It just helps you, you know, stop your mind getting distracted. So whatever that mantra is for you, you can create your own. But yeah, just play around with it. It's more about getting into the habit and the routine. It doesn't really matter too much exactly what you're doing, just so much that you're getting into the habit of doing it. That's the most important thing. So hope you guys have an awesome day. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now.